When Doves Cry, Gold 104.3, Christian O'Connell Show. Thank you very much to Anthony, who's just donated. Daniel McDade, you don't have to leave your name on here. It's up to you. Blair Theodore. Some of the listeners' names are incredible. Blair Theodore. We spoke to Zoltan yesterday from the movie Big with Tom Hanks. He's out there. He stood out there, you know. Zoltan called the show, and now Blair Theodore is a Vegas magician, isn't he? Blair Theodore with mind-bending magic now. Gordon Derbyshire, Gary, Anonymous, $20, whatever you can give is amazing. These are incredible. We're talking about backpacks a bit. Kids that we asked yesterday, could you help try and get some money to pay for 20 backpacks? For children in need right here in Melbourne, at the moment it's over 1,000 backpacks since we started yesterday morning at 8 o'clock. Thought we'd have a quick chat here with the lady that we met at the start of the year. We wouldn't know. I feel terrible, right? There must be loads of these charities that are out there, kind of like invisible helpers that we know nothing about. If it wasn't thanks to a listener, Jason, who in January, I was trying to give him $1,000 in cash, and he said no. He wanted it to go to this charity that we all now as know as Backpacks for Fit Kids. We wouldn't know about them. And then we met Sally back at the start of this year, and that's when we said we'd love to do something on the show at the end of the year. Sally!
Good morning.
Sally, I bet you can't believe it. We can't.
No, I can't. I can't believe it. It's going to take a while for that to sink in, because that's just absolutely massive to our charity, and it means that so many more kids can have their dignity restored and, you know, just feel better about the world and really feel... I saw one of the messages from a donor said that these packs are not only filled with essential items, now they're filled with love too. And, you know, I really feel that. I really feel that every single dollar from small amounts to large amounts has been given with a huge amount of generosity from so many beautiful people. And as you said, from around the world. This is crazy.
Yeah, it's amazing. Sally, I spoke to Corey yesterday evening, right? And he said that he knew you, and years ago you were helping out with this charity from your kitchen. How long have you been involved with the charity?
So I started Backpacks for Vic Kids 7 years ago, and for the first year and a half, we did what we do from my lounge room, and then from a little room that my husband built under the pergola for that purpose, and slowly had a garage here and a shed there, and then eventually moved to a commercial premise, and now we're in a premise that allows us to increase our capacity. And now, thanks to this amazing fundraiser, we can now increase our capacity and help more kids.
And Sally, what happened? Why did you get involved? How did you find it? Was it a friend of yours doing something? Because I don't know how many years old the charity is.
Seven. So we started in 2014, and right. I did that. I've been a carer, foster carer, a long time ago for a short time, and certainly have experienced children arriving with nothing, even when it's a planned placement. And just not that long ago, in 2014, I knew I was finishing up my work and had a couple of other jobs, but just part-time jobs, and thought I could help. And when I found out packs were being delivered from far north Queensland down to child protection officers and foster care agencies in Victoria, I couldn't believe it. I knew that, you know, Victorians are a wonderful bunch, and there's a lot of love and generosity and sharing and caring in our community. So I figured it would be helpful to do what Despina was doing in far north Queensland here in Victoria. So I started doing it, and it took off because there's just so much need.
Yeah, I mean, but Sally, I've got to say thank you so much for what you and your team of volunteers do. And, you know, just hearing it start in the kitchen. And I don't know, I find your whole story and the volunteers that we've spoken to, Matt, I found it quite, it's both inspiring. It's a heartbreaking situation, you know, that children are in that situation. But they are. And the thing is that people can make a difference, and they want to make a difference. And there's something about the simpleness of that backpack being given to a little kid. you know, and about the torch and, you know, the pyjamas and the tracksuit pants. These are just basic needs that you think every child should just have, but that isn't the reality of the situation that, unfortunately, you guys would see every single day. So I'm just so glad that you actually can feel the love from so many people. Like I said, all over Australia, the world, when people hear about this charity, the magical work you guys do, I don't know, it just changes your heart. You want to try and do whatever you can, whether it's $5, $10. It's amazing, and I'm so glad. I'm so glad that so many kids are going to be helped.
Well, me too. I don't know if I can say much more before I'll burst into tears. Happy tears again.
Yeah.
But yes, it is truly amazing that so many people have heard you and have now heard about Backpack for the Kids and will, you know, just be more aware of the fact that there's so many children just in Victoria. There's 12, or was 12 children. Now that number is higher. Every day. Every single day, 12 children being placed in and out of home care placement. You know, and we want to reach as many of them as we can. And now we can reach over 1,000.
Well, we're going to keep it going, all right? We're going to keep it going. And people are still donating money even while we're talking right now. It's just under 90,000.
Thank you.
Just under 90,000 at the moment. We're just under it. I'm hoping the next hour we'll push over 90,000. But I think the thing is, Sally, right, I'll say this to you now. I don't want to upset you. But I think actually what it is actually people want to help. We're hardwired this way. This is how we are. I think we just get distracted in the noise of the world and the media and everything else that goes on in our lives. People do want to help. And when you hear about these beautiful kids, innocent kids who've done nothing wrong, it would just, you know, it should be our most important thing as a parent is to make your kids feel safe. And them not being safe, you want to give them whatever you can to try and take away some small amount of the pain. People want to help, Sally. So it's amazing work you've done. I love your story. You're a real rare soul, Sally. You really are. It's amazing what you do. Thank you.
Thank you to you and your team and to Gold FM. This is transformational. I think Jack said this will change our charity for the future and many, many, many thousands of children's lives.
Yeah. Sally, you shocked us yesterday when you said there's 800 backpacks. You're 800 backpacks behind just this year because of COVID. And sad to think that there's that many that are needed. So this money can be going to a more deserving charity.
Yeah.
Oh, well, this is where it is at the moment this morning. That amount is going to cover all our costs for our core program for the next 4 months and possibly longer. So to have that relief that we don't have the pressure of raising the funds to keep going and meeting the needs is phenomenal and really, really helps us to concentrate more on the packs, what's going in them and getting them to the children, which can be challenging. But we're overcoming those obstacles from restrictions and lockdowns and so on now, so that's why the numbers have gone up as far as the request for our packs goes. And I don't know if your listeners would be aware that donating $75 does complete a me pack, a my essentials pack, but the value of that pack to the child, the impact value, the retail value of what's in that pack is about $400.
I bet it's even more than that in a way. It's something you can't put a financial worth on, is it? Just a kid being given something small, a couple of little things that just shows them that they actually matter when I guess they feel that they don't is far more than $400. And Sally, good news. It is up to $90,280. And I know you said, look, at the moment, this kind of money can help you through for the next 4 months. I really hope by the time we give you an update, the end of tomorrow's show, maybe it's a couple more months of next year as well. I really want everyone to still keep giving the money because the thought that it's another 4 months is amazing. But I'd love to push on towards the end of next year so you can really have a bit more of a long-term approach for the first time in your history.
I can't thank you enough. You're a wonderful man.
No, this is the easy bit. This is the easy bit, using this microphone for good for once, rather than most of the noise that I spew into it. So, no, it's a pleasure. Honestly, compared to what you do, it's nothing. It isn't. It's a pleasure to be able to help. So, Sally, we'll leave it there for now. You're awesome. I'm going to speak to you tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, and hopefully we've got even better news. Okay, Sally?
All right, thank you. Have a
Sally,
awesome day.
Sally, you're the best of us. I mean that. You really, really are. You're just amazing. I love it. All right, Sally, thank you very much. So if you're listening to this, you want to know more, please go to our website. You find out how you can donate. Whether you want to do it through Facebook, you can find The Christian O'Connell Show there. Or if you want to go online, thechristianoconnellshow.com.au. You heard what they're up against at the moment. Thanks to your generosity, which is over $90,000 since 8 a.m. yesterday. That covers the next 4 months. Let's keep it going. Can we get to the end of next year? I hope so. It's up to you.
The Christian O'Connell Show. Gold 104.3.